look, we've got no plans. We don't feel we need to do any deal with the SNP. I can't say fairer than that. And look, I think one of the problems, this is my wider point, with all this talk about different deals between the parties. I mean, by the way, it's worth stating, the only party which in recent times has done a deal with the SNP are the Conservatives. They did a deal with them in the Holyrood Parliament between 2007 and 11 on a supply confidence basis. They're the only ones who've done the deal with the SNP. But our job is to put forward an offer for a majority government.
Yeah, no, we know that. No, like, but I mean, we heard it from Harriet Holman in detail
last
night.
But let me tell you, if you let me just finish my sentence, because what I wanted to go on to say is this, is that people are disillusioned enough with politics as it is, without us seemingly doing backroom deals in Westminster, not involving the public. The public must have their say first.
Let me get a word in edgeways here. Well, clearly they do. But you know as well as I do that virtually everybody accepts now there's probably going to be some sort of hung parliament after the next election. Now, in those circumstances, it makes sense for all parties to try and do some wargaming, some contingency planning,
we have a first past the post voting system that I don't like. I'm an electoral reformer. I think we need to change the way we do politics, and that includes changing our voting system. Now, we don't have a party...
And that's not Labour Party policy.
We don't have a party view on that, because there are different views within the Labour Party on what we do with our electoral system. I voted for and wanted to see the alternative vote adopted when it was put forward earlier in this Parliament at a referendum. I actually think if you have a more proportional voting system, it's more democratic, it's fairer, and it's more representative, and if you like, gives greater expression to the variety of views.
But also guarantees a coalition.
In terms of greater proportionality and a more representative electoral system, is at least you have open coalitions in some sense. If you look at the different political parties, they're very broad churches, so they're closed coalitions. So at least in Europe, they're a bit more of a kind of open model. But I honestly do think we are in a new, probably, I think this will be confirmed by general election, that we're in multi-party political system
but
now.
You describe yourself as quite a consensual politician. Yes. It seems to me that if you're in favour of electoral reform, you must be very comfortable with the new politics that would come after that, which would mean permanent coalitions. I don't mean permanent Labour-Liberal coalitions. I mean, there would be a coalition after every election. You'd be quite happy with that.
Let's just be clear. Under the current system, under this first-past-the-post system, I don't want anything other than a majority Labour government. That's what I want. If we have a different system, then you have a different kind of politics. And I suppose my sense is that we have moved into an era of multi-party politics. And I think, just let me finish this point, that in this new era, the future of the first-past-the-post system we have is going to be subject to more pressure, and it will come under question more. And that's all I'm saying.
Do you not think, though, that in the end, and we'll move on to something else in just a second, do you not think that in the end, what we will get is a new genre of bland politicians, people who are far more... I'm not accusing you of being bland, let me say that right now.
Thank you.
I mean, the Ed Ballses of this world, the Michael Goves of this world, are not going to be welcome in coalition politics, because they are people who probably rub up their coalition partners in the wrong way. We've seen that already.
Hey, if you look at the additional member system they have in Germany or in other European countries, Sweden, for example, I don't think you would accuse... I certainly wouldn't describe their politicians as being bland. They have a slightly different system in France, so I probably shouldn't use that as an example. But I don't think necessarily, because you move away from first past the post, you end up with more bland politics. What you end up with is a greater variety of views given voice in a political system, which is better for democracy. And in this age where people are very suspicious and disillusioned with not just the economic system, but the political system, we cannot carry on stating the status quo is wonderful and nothing needs to change.
Well, let's